The reading can be found on page 808 in the Church Bibles. That's Matthew chapter 2, beginning at verse 13. The heading is the flight to Egypt. Now, when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." And he arose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious. And he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he'd ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. "A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they are no more." But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." And he rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, so that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled, that he would be called a Nazarene. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I'd like to pray for a moment, shall we? Father, we thank you for your word. We ask that you give us understanding and help us to learn more about you this morning. Amen. Right, here's the first question, and it's a really difficult one. This might be for some of the not-so-young ones. Has anybody ever heard of déjà vu? Don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to spell it. Anybody want to tell me what déjà vu is? Sorry?
Seen it before.
Seen it before. Well, that's quite good. Yeah, that's a good definition. It's when you feel like you've been somewhere or done something or already said something and you feel like you're going through it again. Go on. That is brilliant. That is brilliant. That's exactly right. D-E-J-A-V-U. He's got a couple of accents and things as well. But because it's a French word. And anybody ever experienced déjà vu that they want to share with us? Oh, don't want to share it with us, but they've experienced it. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? It's really weird. Anybody ever experienced déjà vu when they read the Bible? These are people, you know, you read the Bible so much that it's just... Anybody ever read anything in the Bible and you think, I'm sure I've read this before? Well, in our Bible passage this morning, which is Matthew 2 verses 13 to 23 that Anne read for us, there are three things in that Bible passage, and you should stop when you read them. Matthew, when he wrote them, wanted you to stop and say, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute, I've heard that before. The first one, anybody want to tell me what the first one is? Got a Bible open in front of you? What's the first one? Rachel. Out of Egypt I called my son. And even a bit before that, going into Egypt. Now, where in the Bible do we read about some people going to Egypt? Now, if you're little, I'll give you a clue. Okay? It's to do with Joseph and his amazing Technicolor dream coat. Where do we read about people going to Egypt? Story of Joseph and his 12 brothers. What happened to them? That's brilliant. Yeah, you've got the story. They all ended up in Egypt, yes? That's fantastic. He had a dream about all his brothers bowing down to him and it came true. That's exactly right. But for our purposes, we're just interested in them going into Egypt because they had no food, did they? So they all ended up in Egypt. Now, can anybody remember the name of Joseph's dad? You two are very clever.
Jacob.
Yeah, it was, I think. Jacob. And do you know that Jacob had another name? Ooh. Yeah, you are so good. I'm going to have to ban you from answering any more questions. Israel. So the people were called the people of Israel, or the descendants of Israel. So Israel ended up in Egypt because they had no food. That's the first thing. Now, here is the second bit of deja vu in our Bible passage. Well, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to see if you can get it first. What's the second bit of deja vu in our Bible passage? Grown-ups 2? I'll give you a clue. It's got a heading beginning at verse 16. Come on, you can. Oh, I'll have to ask you again. Herod killing. Yeah, we should swap places, you know. Herod killed all the children under the age of 2 because he wanted to kill Jesus. Now, we don't know how many people Herod did kill. Bethlehem was only tiny. It might only have been a dozen people. But if still you were one of those dozen people, or while it was your family, that's really bad. That's an awful thing to do. Now, can anybody, this is grown-ups too, anybody, I'm trying to engage the grown-ups, not just the children, and don't be embarrassed about, you know, giving an answer that's wrong. Anybody remember another time in the Bible where a wicked king killed all the baby boys? Your hand straight. You put your hand down. I'll come to you if nobody else. Yes! Angela, brilliant, brilliant. In Egypt, Pharaoh killed all the baby boys, didn't he? Trying to get rid of the threat of the Israelites. Well, here is Herod, the king, killing all the baby boys, trying to get rid of Jesus. Herod was a pretty wicked man, you know. And then eventually Herod died. Joseph had another dream and he returned up from Egypt, but he didn't go back to Bethlehem or Jerusalem. Where did he go to? Nazareth, that's right. Probably he was still a bit scared of Herod, because Herod's son, who became the next Herod, was even scarier than the last Herod. They were terrible people, the Herods. Okay, so there's a third thing here, and it's the fact that Jesus returned from Egypt. Now, where do we read about a return or a coming out of Egypt in the Bible? Who came out of Egypt? We've only looked at this in the last year. Who came out of Egypt? Well, if Israel went down into Egypt, who came out of Egypt? Israelites, brilliant. And what happened to the Red Sea? It parted on, they went through, and God saved them and took them to their own land, didn't he? Jesus too came up out of Egypt. Now that's very interesting. Why do you think Matthew is telling this story like this? It's true. Why is he giving these accounts like this? That's not a real question, because I'm going to tell you why I think it is. It's because he wants to say that Jesus is my real son. See, way back in the book of Hosea, which if you don't know, is the only sock salesman in the Bible. Just wait a minute and you'll get it. God says this through Hosea. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. And that's just what Matthew says is being fulfilled in Jesus. That's amazing, isn't it? So Hosea says that Israel was God's child. But Israel were not, they didn't have faith in God, and they drifted away from him. And along came Jesus. And at the very end of Hosea 11, we read this. They shall go after the Lord. He will roar like a lion. When he roars, his children shall come trembling from the west. They shall come trembling like birds from Egypt, like doves from the land of Assyria. And I will return them to their homes, declares the Lord. So what Hosea says is the day is coming when God's true son is going to come. And when he comes, people from all over the world will come to him. Not just Israelites, people from all over the world. Now, can you put your hand up? This morning, this is for everybody. Put your hand up, please, for me, if you are not Jewish this morning. If you're not Jewish. Have we got any people who are Jewish in church? Put your hands up. Anybody in church is Jewish? Oh, got somebody at the back there. That's good. That's good. Right, okay. Now, could you put your hand up in the church if you are something either instead of or as well as English? And we'll try and find out what you are. David, are you something else? What are you? Irish and Caribbean. Do you know that when Jesus came, he came for you, even though you're not Jewish or English? What about Angela and Angela's brother? What are you? All sorts. Pardon? Scottish and Dutch. Anything else? Papua New Guinean, whatever that means. Do you know? Well, you do know. Jesus came for you, even though you're not Jewish or English. What are you? Half Chinese. Are you half Chinese? So you've got Scottish and Welsh and Chinese. Do you know that Jesus came for you? This could go on a long time, couldn't it? That's fantastic. Yeah, go on, tell me.
My nonna lives
Italian. You too,
Italian. I'm at my
mummy's house. Italiano, si. You're Italian. Do you know that Jesus came for you? Even though you're Italian, anybody else? We've got a whole row here of all sorts. If we go through this row, Julie, what are you? English and Australian, but you grew up in Africa. You know, Jesus came for you. And your dad, Australian? Anything else? Australian and Welsh? Irish and English, grew up in Wales? What about you, Harriet? American, well, No, American and English. Jesus came for all of you. Isn't that just amazing? And we've got Irish over there. They've got German over there. And they've got German over there. Anything else that's more exotic? Oh, yes. Canadian. Yeah, that's great. And we've got a number of Welsh. That's great. Yes. Polish and South African. We've got loads of South Africans in church. Do you know that Jesus came for all of you? How do I know that? I know that because Hosea tells me, but Matthew also tells me. Because Jesus was visited by foreigners. Foreigners, the wise men. And they came to worship him. And Jesus is like God's true son who came for all those who trust him. That means all of you, we put our faith and trust in him. That's an amazing message and a fantastic message of Christmas and the new year and something to go into the new year remembering that Jesus came for all of us. We're going to pray now and then I'll hand back to Neville. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for all that your word tells us. We thank you that the Lord Jesus came for all of us, no matter where we're from, no matter what our heritage, your background, that he came for us. Help us to serve him, to trust him, and to live for him. In your name we pray. Amen.